On today's show, the UAW is sicking the NLRB on Tesla. Hot Wheels celebrates half a century of toy cars. And the NADA contemplates the day when Chinese automakers start selling cars in the American market. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. The UAW is going after Tesla. The union claims that a number of people were recently fired for trying to organize a union at the electric car company. It filed an unfair labor claim with the National Labor Relations Board. Tesla denies the accusation, claiming the workers were let go after a performance review, not for trying to organize a union. Well, here are some numbers that really highlight the importance of the F-Series pickups to the Ford Motor Company. Those trucks will generate $41 billion in revenue this year, meaning the F-Series rakes in more money than Coca-Cola, Nike, and Facebook. Thanks to the all-new Super Duty, the average transaction price for an F-Series is now $45,500, and that is up more than $3,000 compared to last year. A fully loaded F-450 Super Duty now tops out close to $100,000. Foxconn is the Taiwanese company that manufactures Apple's tablets, phones, and computers, but it also has a partnership with an electric motorcycle company called Evoque. The bikes look pretty good and feature a 19-kilowatt hub motor, which produces about 25 horsepower. They have a range of about 120 miles and cost $9,500. Or you can also sign up for a subscription service called MyEvoque. It allows you to go to a swap station and jump on another fully charged bike. The company also plans on coming out with a sport bike soon. Evoque was started by some young Chinese guys, and they are currently looking for dealers. Still to come, Hot Wheels teams up with Chevy to celebrate its 50th anniversary.
AutoLine Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by Hyundai, better drives us.
Anyone that's ever driven in winter weather knows just how difficult it can be. Not only can road conditions be bad, but if it's snowing really hard, it can be difficult to see as well. And now to make sure its vehicles, quote, operate safely and smoothly in all kinds of environments, Waymo will start testing in Michigan. While it has tested around Lake Tahoe since 2012, it chose Michigan to see how its fleet of self-driving Chrysler Pacifica minivans respond in snow, sleet, and ice. And more crowded public roads should also provide Waymo with even more valuable data. 2018 will mark 50 years of Hot Wheels. It was in 1968 that the company launched its first batch of die-cast cars, called the Sweet 16, and the first one of those to hit the shelves was a Chevy Camaro. And to help celebrate the anniversary, Chevy will introduce a limited edition Hot Wheels Camaro. The special orange color, called Crush, is meant to mimic the tracks the toys would come with. It can be found on the body, brake calipers, interior accents, seat stitching, and even the sill plate is lit in orange. Other unique touches include 20-inch wheels with special center caps, 50th anniversary Hot Wheels badging, and embossed headrests. The cost of the package? Just under $5,000, and it will be available in the first quarter of next year. While rumors have been rumbling for over a year that SsangYong Motors, the fourth largest automaker in South Korea, wants to enter the U.S. market. Ward's Auto reports that the company's board of directors just voted on a proposal, but the results haven't been made public. However, in an interview, the chairman of SsangYong was confident of the approval and said it would take 3.5 years to enter the U.S. So that means we could see the brand around 2020 or 2021, right around the time the company is launching an all-electric SUV. It's easy to see why the company is looking to expand. Through the first 7 months of the year, SsangYong only sold about 106,000 vehicles, which is down 4.5% compared to last year. And speaking of new brands entering the U.S. market, when will we see a Chinese car in a U.S. showroom? We'll take a look into that right after this.
Lear Connexus is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
As Chinese automakers become more competitive, there's a lot of speculation as to when they'll start selling cars in the American market. And on Autoline this week, Mark Scarpelli, the 2017 chairman of the National Automobile Dealers Association, talked about Chinese automakers coming to the U.S.
We were in Hong Kong and Shanghai for about 10 days. We visited their auto show and talked to many Chinese automobile manufacturers. And they have a couple directives. One of them is electrification in their market. One executive put it to me like this. We have a young market, an immature market, where many people in our country don't own an automobile. So if we want to come to market with a combustion engine or an electric car, we can do that. They've chosen an electric car. They can essentially dictate what's going to be sold there. So that can happen in their market. As far as coming to our market, another auto executive said, you know what, the U.S. is not the biggest market, but it is the market. If you make it in the U.S., you can make it anywhere.
Well, and, but
so
it's
they have
very hard.
Aspirations to come.
It's very hard to make it in the U.S.,
absolutely,
though. It's also the most competitive market, and it's not a growth market. I mean, you're going
to,
on a really good year, you're going to hit 17 million or so. That's supposed to go up a little, but there is this max out that there isn't so much in China.
So they might find it a little harder to do business
in this country than they thought.
China is 28 million, I think, something like that, as far as a market. So it's a huge market.
28 million vehicles, yeah,
absolutely.
Right, and still growing.
Yeah.
So when do you think the Chinese will be here?
You know what? We have some indications. As a matter of fact, a manufacturer would like to come to the NADA show in Las Vegas in March. So they are going to be on display.
Has that ever happened
at our show
before?
It'll be the first time at our show. They have had some debuts, and I know that they've been to the Detroit Auto Show and possibly a couple others around the country. But I think they're I was in China maybe 8 years ago. They had talked about coming. I think they're a little bit more serious now, and I believe that the government has given them the green light. So, you know, I expect
Which
to
one?
See some Chinese entries.
Ours or theirs?
I believe theirs. Right.
You can watch that entire discussion right now on our website, autoline.tv, or you can find it on our YouTube channel. But that wraps up today's show. Thanks for watching. I hope you have a great weekend.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.